to tonight.
Oh yeah, Bob Seger on a Saturday morning. Wake you up a little bit. Appropriate song for our next guest. To line number three.
Sing it, Bob. So funny.
Betty Lou Higgins joining us on this Saturday morning. You know what? When you wanted to come on the show, I had to make it really, really, really special for you.
And a fine job you did.
With a name like Betty Lou Higgins, only Bob Seger can truly introduce you.
Oh my gosh.
All right, calm down.
I don't know if I can.
I know you're excited to be on the show. And
I am.
Betty Lou was on a couple of months ago. She was at the Music Box with her Cleveland Stories night, and she was talking about like the old restaurants in Cleveland. And there were many.
Yeah.
That are no longer here. And now you want to do a sequel to that book, is that right?
Well, that's the plan at the moment, and we're trying to get a survey. I've talked to my editor, and he liked this idea since we weren't quite sure how to do the sequel, and apparently nobody in the Arcadia Press Palette series has done a sequel to The Lost Restaurants. And so we talked about it and thought, well, let's do a survey of readers or listeners, as it would be in this case, of people who have ideas of which lost restaurants or what area of Cleveland should be included in the sequel. So that's what I'm doing. I'm taking suggestions. We don't want it to go too far outside of the general downtown Cleveland area, probably not much farther than West 25th on the west side or around University Circle on the east side. But we're looking for suggestions, either a specific restaurant that's gone that you think should be included or a general area like the Flats or Warehouse District or something. And then after I get enough answers, the editor and I will go through and see what kind of rises to the top, and we'll make a decision.
Now, Betty, what's your criteria for the parameters here? Is this because, well, if you think about this, when you know, this some years back, there weren't too many suburbs that had a vibrant culture going on with restaurants and nightlife and all that. It was all downtown.
Right.
So is
right.
That primarily what you're focusing on here?
Basically, yes. This book is part of the Arcadia Press American Palette series, and they have set their series up to be lost restaurants of major cities in a state.
Okay.
And so they're looking not to get too far outside of the major cities area. It can get a little confusing, and at which point you may as well just say, okay, I'm only going to do Lakewood, or I'm only going to do, you know, Garfield Heights or whatever. But in this case, Cleveland is big enough, and we've had enough interest. When I go out and do programs, people are always saying, well, what did you find out about blah, blah, blah? And usually blah, blah, blah was not between Public Square and Playhouse Square.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although occasionally it is, I just either didn't find it or I couldn't include it because of there was a size limitation, you know, of how much I could put in. So just thought, well, maybe since there seems to be a lot of interest in the restaurants that aren't in the area anymore, we should do a sequel.
Sure.
So that's the plan.
Okay. All right. Our listening audience, they're probably thinking, let's see. There's this restaurant that I used to go to back in the late 60s or early 70s. How do they get that information to Betty Lou Higgins?
Well, they can either go to the Facebook page, Lost Restaurants of Downtown Cleveland, or they can go directly to my website, www.EdenValleyEnterprises.org. That's Eden as in Garden of. And if you Google Lost Restaurants of Downtown Cleveland, you will find it on the Arcadia site, and there's information about me and an email address and all that. So you can send it directly to me through the website or through the Facebook page, and I'll put it into the hopper and see what shakes out.
So when did you start doing this? And I'm just wondering, what kind of response have you generated so far?
Well, I started mentioning the survey back around February or March. And I've had, and it hasn't gone out publicly in very many places. So it's basically only been the places that I've actually done a program since then.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gotten a pretty good response to it. Mostly people who are identifying some restaurants that were in the parameters of my original book, but that hadn't been included for one reason or another. Swingo's is sort of coming to the top of the list because it was just outside my borders. It's at, you know, 18th and Euclid, and my border stopped at Playhouse Square, which is 17th and Euclid. So there's a lot of interest so far in that. The Flats have been mentioned a few times. So it's been pretty good, not enough right now to say what's actually the most popular, but a pretty good response so far.
In your first book, if you'd be so kind to refresh our listeners, some of the lost restaurants that that made it, you want to run down a couple of them?
Sure. I have Otto Mosier's. I have. I'm going to look directly at the table of contents just to help.
Okay, that'll help. Okay.
Yeah, I've got Otto Mosier's, the Hollanden, Hornblowers, Boucher's, Captain Frank's, and the assorted hotels, including all the hotels at Terminal Tower, basically, of which there were 6 million, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Stouffer's, Pewter Mug. So it's been quite a few.
Oh, Pewter Mug was huge. Is it theatrical on that list too?
Yes, it is. Because
yeah.
I covered Short Vincent as a whole area in itself. So the theatrical's in that section.
Boy, that was an interesting. Boy, if those walls could talk, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is about a lot of these places, there was more to put in. I just didn't have the time and space to add it. Like the theatrical, for instance, someone could probably do a whole book on the theatrical. Or on Short Vincent by itself, as far as that goes. And, you know, another interesting thing that I found, but I don't know that with the restaurants alone it could get too much more expanded, but the whole Great Lakes Exposition, and I know there have been a couple of books about the Great Lakes Exposition, but food, as you might expect at a fair like that, was a huge part of it. And so covering the food choices at the Great Lakes Exposition was really fun.
I'll tell you, food is so much of our culture today.
Yeah. I mean,
restaurants, you know, places to go, new places, old places to talk about it. It's really exciting. So I'm glad you're doing this. Betty Lou Higgins.
Oh, good. Thanks.
And let me give that website out, EdenValleyEnterprises.org. EdenValleyEnterprises.org is her website. And she serves as artistic director there. And you mentioned like a Facebook page. Perhaps people can comment on that as well.
Yes, and there's a Facebook page for Eden Valley Enterprises, and there's a special page for Lost Restaurants of Downtown Cleveland.
Okay.
So they can message me through that page or just, you know, post something on the page as well.
Okay. Well, you keep in touch with us. We'll help you along on this little journey, and hopefully we'll find some more of those, all right?
I really appreciate it, Flash. Thanks so much for letting me come on the air and talk to you and everybody who's listening to you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for joining us, Betty. You're a charmer, okay?
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Betty Lou Higgins, Artistic Director, Eden Valley Enterprises.